This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Emotions are running high in a Boise courtroom as families of four University of Idaho stabbing murders and survivors offer victim impact statements, directing their pain and anger at confessed killer Brian Koberger, sitting in court and showing no emotion. Koberger will receive four consecutive life sentences after making a plea deal with prosecutors, sparing him the death penalty. ABC's Alex Stone is outside court.
Two different kind of moods, depending on who's been speaking, that can solve this family. Very much going after him and saying that you are a weak man, that you are pathetic, what it's going to be like in prison for him, and that they hope that he is hurt by other inmates or even killed by other inmates, compared to others who have spoken who have been very emotional, including their family, their roommate, Dylan Mortensen, who she talked about those moments and the loss that she has experienced over the years.
Koberger declined to address the court before the judge sentences him. This is ABC News.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Enjoy an evening of speakers, music, and prayer at Celebration for Jesus Friday night at 7 at Fireman's Park in Hillsboro. The idea for Celebration for Jesus was thought of years ago. Bob Magline is an organizer of the event.
It started a number of years ago by a man by the name of Rudy Rote, who is a very great organizer and really dedicated to Jesus Christ. And back in the late 90s, he began taking church walks with church congregations. And they were living up in Holman at the time, and they walked around various places in that Holman area praying.
Celebration for Jesus is an ecumenical gathering that will feature musicians, all for him, from the Sparta area and various speakers.
Tom Hoheck is the former head of the Hillsboro Fire Department, and he's also a member of the Congregational Church there in Hillsboro. He's going to be speaking. And Spencer Budenhagen is a young man. He graduated from Reedsburg High School last year. He is going into the ministry. He's going to be speaking. And then there's a fellow by the name of Jim Farley, who came from Hillsboro. And he was kind of a wanderer for many, many years. And he's coming to give his testimony of how he came back to Christ. And then at the end, Andy Johnson, who's the pastor of the Laval Advent Christian Church, is going to be speaking.
No money will be collected at the event. All are welcome to attend Celebration for Jesus Friday night at 7 at Fireman's Park in Hillsboro. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers open camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp got started this morning. Competition for jobs on the roster. Rashid Walker knows he'll be competing for his job, even though he was the starting left tackle all last season.
You know, the NFL, we have a long offseason, so I've been itching to just get back and just, you know, prove myself once again. I feel like that mindset could be contagious to the rest of the team. And, you know, if everybody's clicking on the same page, I feel like we can do great things this year.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Mariners in Seattle 1-0. Cal Raleigh, with his 39th home run of the season, he leads the major leagues. Pat Murphy asked, why did he pull his starting pitcher, the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, out of the game halfway through the fourth inning?
The kid knows we've got his best interests in mind, and we're going to try to do everything we can to keep him away from any situations that could lead to overuse or putting him in danger of exposing himself or getting hurt.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Sunny, hot, and muggy today. Our high right around 94, heat index 105 or better this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 89. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 82.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Troubles in the courts for the Trump administration. Jim Samtale, former U.S. attorney and acting attorney, will join us to break it all down. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So imagine this scenario. You and a friend are sitting side by side in the library on two different computers, and you're both looking at an airline's pricing. And you both log in so the airline knows who you are, and you're both looking at the flight from your hometown to, say, Miami, and you're looking at the exact same flight on the exact same day, and your friend is quoted $250 and you're quoted $600. Why would that happen? Well, because the airline bought your personal information and they happen to know that you've got money stashed in a retirement account, and you have a pretty good salary, and you could afford to pay the $600. Whereas your friend, they bought his information too, and your friend is working at McDonald's and doesn't have any savings, and the airline knows that too, and they know if they quote him a low price, he's more likely to buy the ticket. If they quote you a high price, you're more likely not to care so much. Just in this example. I realize this may not be your circumstances, but well, that's apparently what Delta Airlines is already doing, according to this report in Newsweek by Joshua Rhett Miller. I mean, this is pretty amazing stuff, and Congress is looking into this. The Democrats in Congress want to look into this anyway. This Ruben Gallego, Richard Blumenthal, and Mark Warner, three Democratic senators. Are asking Delta Airlines, what's the deal here? Because Delta says, well, here, this is Glenn William Hounstein is the president of Delta Airlines. And he told reporters on July 10th, last week on an earnings call, that roughly 3% of Delta's domestic ticket prices are set using AI. And they hope to reach 20%, one out of five tickets, being the prices being determined by AI by the end of this year. And they're working with a company called Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R-R, which is based out of Israel. And they use AI to process, quote, millions of data points instantly. And Ruben Gallego, Richard Blumenthal, and Mark Warner wrote them a letter saying, quote, Individualized pricing or surveillance-based price setting eliminates a fixed or static price in favor of prices that are tailored to an individual consumer's willingness to pay. Delta's current and planned individualized pricing practices not only present data privacy concerns, but also likely mean that fare price increase up to each individual consumer's personal pain point at that time, when American families are already struggling with rising costs. So, yeah, this is totally weird. And this is something that, you know, I guess, you know, arguably low-income people should not be all that unhappy about, because it'll shift more of the costs to higher-income people. But they wrote, surveillance pricing has been shown to utilize extensive personal information obtained through a variety of third-party channels, including data about a passenger's purchase history, web browsing behavior, geolocation, social media activity, biometric data, and financial status. So they're buying your information from Facebook, you're buying your information from Twitter, they're buying your information from your bank, they're buying your information from your brokerage if you have one, they're buying your information from the company that processes your payroll, you know, they're buying your information from the search engines that, you know, for your browsing behavior. This is wild. The senators gave Delta until August 4th, which is, what, just another about 2 weeks, to respond. And it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Meanwhile, big question, how is healthcare going to change because of the one big beautiful bill, right? The we've been calling it the one big ugly bill, but whatever. This piece asking this question by Rachel Mackley is over at healthcareuncovered.substack.com. And which is a pretty, it's a great Substack newsletter that I subscribe to. It's free. I recommend it. She writes, as insurers release their proposed rates for 2026, employees or enrollees could see their premium increase by an average of 75% compared to what they're currently paying. Changes to, this is not Medicaid, this is Medicare. Immediate changes to the Medicare savings program. I'm sorry, that's Obamacare, 75% increases. No, now to Medicare. Changes to the Medicare savings programs will make it harder for people to enroll in this Medicaid program. Hospitals and nursing facilities will immediately have their payments from Medicaid cut because of a provision in the bill. The bill also requires a 10% decrease in payments currently in place each year until reaching the cap on January 1st, 2028. Medicaid reimbursements for services such as cancer screenings and birth control provided by Planned Parenthood and related organizations have been immediately stopped. So women are in deep trouble as a result of this. And on January 1st of next year, ACA, Affordable Care Act insurance plan premiums will increase by a median of 15%, and there will be a 75% increase in out-of-pocket premium payments each month for the average ACA, Obamacare employee, Affordable Care Act employee, recipient. Funding of Medicare will be cut by $490 billion, which means that Medicare is going to start paying for a lot less. And if you're on Medicaid, your out-of-pocket expenses will go up and you will have copays when you go to see the doctor, which you didn't have before. So just an FYI about all the wonderful things that Republicans wrote into the legislation that they so gleefully passed, and now they are getting out of Dodge. And do you think any of them are going to be doing town halls during the month of August? Somehow I doubt it. So you might want to, you know, invite one and then put an empty chair there when they don't show up. And open your own, you know, town hall in your if you've got a Republican as a representative in Congress or a senator. So what say you to all this news of the day here? Chris in San Diego. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? People keep saying that the Republicans want to take us back to the 1950s, and I've got to completely disagree. They're trying to take us back to the 1850s.
I agree.
To restore slavery and the white privilege. When they start making exceptions for farm workers, oh, well, we're going to let the farm workers, you know, stay, and the farmer / plantation owner will be responsible for them. They're beholden to them. That's slavery. That's, you know, out there. Do you think that if a farmer says, hey, I want to take your wife out back here, this farm worker's got some sort of something to say, he's going to be deported. And he doesn't even know what to wear. He may just be put in one of these concentration camps for years. The Democrats have to understand we are already in a civil war right now.
Yeah, just to clarify, Chris, what you're talking about here for people who are listening and are mystified by your statements. The Trump administration has now tens of thousands of many of them former farm workers in these prison camps, in these concentration camps that they're building around the country as fast as they can. And they have said that they are going to rent these people out. That is, as you point out, correctly called slave labor. And they're going to rent them out to the same people who used to employ them and pay them. So, you know, you've got a farm and they raid the farm and they take away all of the undocumented workers. And then just 2 weeks later, those same people might show up again. Only this time they're being brought there in a bus from the prison outfit.
Yes.
And the farmer pays the prison outfit that keeps the money, but the people are slaves.
Yes. Well, my fiance is from Romania, and she used to work at a place called John's Island. And they're already kind of doing this. So in order to get a J-1 visa, you know, they have to do certain rules. If they get sent back, they never get to come back. Now, it's even worse now, because now you're going to go to either a prison or be, you know, deported to some,
hellhole.
You know, third country never been for. That's slavery. That's control over it. And it's already here. They're doing it right now.
Yeah.
This is, again, the Democrats don't understand. Is this happening? Why aren't they screaming, hey, this is the you know, what we were telling you, the threat to democracy. Every day, get me out there.
No,
right
I'm,
now, they should be.
I'm with you. I think that this whole practice, which, by the way, has been going on for a long, long time and is a big deal all in most states, actually, of renting out prisoners because the 13th Amendment allows for slavery if you've been convicted of something. It's just wrong. Chris, thank you. Thank you. Spot on.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And thanks for watching us over on Facebook Live. It's 16 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Tom.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week, Mr. Paul Vandenplas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? We power through, because the last thing we need is another prescription. I mean, let's face it, a lot of the stuff in the medicine cabinet never actually works anyway. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part? It's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their sleep products. I love their sleep gummies. They really work. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed, or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out. At CB Distillery. That's CBDistillery.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. CBDistillery.com, and the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 25% off your entire purchase.
Deep in the ground, sold to the highest bidder without a sound. Elections they claim to be fair and free, but look close enough, it's a billionaire spree. Who needs democracy when billionaires call the shots? They're rewriting the rules, taking all we've got. Dark money's pouring, drowning out the light. They're owning the stage in America's fight.
Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Joe in Madison, Wisconsin, listening on WMAD. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
3 points. First off, that's my favorite song that you've had so far. I really like that
one. Okay.
Yeah, so play it again. I'll play all of them again, but that one for sure is. Just two other points I wanted to make, and they had to do with callers from previously. One mentioned that they were talking about a situation where ICE agents came in and they had the names of people, went after people, and just went for it. My understanding is that these people, unless you have a legal warrant, one that's signed off by a judge, not because they have their names or not because a supervisor within ICE says, go get them. It has to be a legal warrant signed by a judge. Otherwise, we're looking at kidnapping. And I've seen video of, for example, a guy who, immigrant who ran into a hospital area, and the doctors and nurses said to the ICE agents, you don't have a legal warrant, get the heck out of here.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's problematic about this is there have already been guys who have dressed up like ICE agents, you know, with their Hawaiian shirts and their sneakers and then an ICE agent badge, if you will.
You can buy them on Amazon.
Yeah, and they picked up women and raped them. We have a situation where more and more of these agents are going to be hired, certainly with this budget. So this notion that you can pick up people without a legal warrant, forget it. Surround them and say, go get the warrant. The second thing I would add is you had another caller that was speaking about an event where he had taken pictures of another man's license plate who had nearly run into him. And was expressing irritation that he was not, that he was kind of dissed for doing this. My understanding, and I could be wrong, a lawyer, please call in and tell me if I'm wrong. In most states, it is legal if you are on a public street or public sidewalk to take images of someone else's license plate. It is considered public information.
Correct.
If that car or truck is within a garage or, you know, behind in a yard or whatever, no, you can't go on private property. But public, the street and the sidewalk, if they're public, but not a private road, yeah, you can take pictures. And that sheriff did not know what they're talking about and should be, well, there should be some repercussions from that.
Well, what I got from it was that the sheriff was probably good, but I mean, this is a little teeny tiny town. That the sheriff was probably good buddies with the good old boy who nearly ran him down in the crosswalk, and you know,
but that doesn't get you around the legality of that person was in the right to be able to take a shot of a license plate. I mean,
yeah,
cops will ask for that. They'll ask, did you see the license plate? Yeah, I got it here. I took a picture. I mean, how convenient is that? But yet in this case, the sheriff says, no, we're not going to. I mean, if he nearly ran the guy down, that's bad behavior and it needs to be attended to.
Yeah.
So
well, it's also attempted assault. Yeah.
Well said,
Joe. Thank you very much. And thanks for listening to WMAD.
Right.
Thank you. Joe in Chicago. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today? Joe in Chicago? Listening to WCPT? Chris in Silverton, New York. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm fine. What's up?
Thank you for taking my call. I did not catch the gentleman's name a little while back, but he pointed out 3 points with the problems with the DNC. And I agree with two of them, the last two, especially how the DNC was run by Debbie Wasserman Schultz. But the first one, and I really want to have this resonate with people, and please check my math on this. But the fact that Ralph Nader cost Al Gore the election in 2000 is incorrect. And let me just state my premise here. If Al Gore had won Tennessee, his own home state, this would be the same as Bernie, you know, losing Vermont or Kamala Harris losing California, which is absurd. So if Al Gore had simply won his own state, which he didn't, and it was a very close election, he would have secured enough electoral votes that Florida would have been irrelevant. I don't mean to challenge anyone, but even Greg Powell, please.
So how many votes in Tennessee did the Green Party did Ralph Nader get?
I'm simply
and how much did Gore lose by?
Gore lost by. I'm trying to grab my math right here. Where is it? It was less than 4%. It was 4.something% in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And if he simply,
it's unlikely the Green Party got 4%. But okay, Chris.
But
your opinion is registered, and I'm sure Ralph agrees with you. Thank you for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls here. Stick around. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer's never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-T
Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com and writer-producer Frank Anderson. Then, up-and-coming singer-songwriter Kaylin Cole joins me and gives us a sneak peek at her new single.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Community Players summer musical Little Shop of Horrors opens this weekend. Director Cameron Cormican and the cast and crew have worked all summer long to make this a show worth seeing.
It's fun at the same time. I've got a really great crew, both backstage and on stage, to work with, a lot of talents. So overall, very rewarding experience.
Little Shop of Horrors has become a cult classic ever since Rick Moranis starred in the movie in 1986. While most musicals revolve around a love story that has a happy ending, Little Shop is a dark comedy that runs counter to such expectations. Glenn Dunn plays the part of Mr. Mushnick and is the assistant director.
So it's a little more difficult when you're an actor as well as being a director, because you can't really see what everybody else is doing, like next to you and a little further away from where you're standing. So you can't really critique things as well. But it is kind of interesting.
At center stage of the show is Audrey II, a huge green plant that is perhaps one of the most memorable characters in Broadway history. In addition to its dark humor, some people love the show for its music, with great sounds from the 50s and 60s. Performances are scheduled for July 25th through 27th and August 1st through 3rd at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Friday and Saturday shows are at 7 and Sunday shows are at 2. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. Tickets can also be ordered online at eventbrite.com. Simply search for Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The show is considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Sunny, hot, and muggy today. Our high right around 94, heat index 105 or better this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 89. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 84.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. You see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking about the University of Wisconsin system and K-12 public education with Trigby Olson as guest host, State Senator Kelda Royce, and Reed Galen. Join them.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. Hey guys, there's a brand new type of deodorant for men out there. It's called Mando. It's a high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control, and it really works. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. The deodorants you're used to, you know, they just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, which is clinically proven to work all day long. So give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. I can get you 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Shop, S-H-O-P, you know, shop, Mando, M-A-N-D-O, .com, and use that code TOM when you check out, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off site-wide. This stuff really works. ShopMando.com.
Line stretch for miles in the heat and the cold. They change the rules, move the poles. They make it hard just to cast our vote, to play our part. Over suppression, stealing our rights in the land of the free. We've got to fight for every voice to be heard, every vote to be cast, to break these chains, make our freedom last. Laws and purges, they target the poor. Minorities, the young, they silence the roar. They gerrymander districts, twist and turn. Hope we will give up, our power they'll spurn.
Past the hour, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Chris in Santa Clara, California. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, thanks, Tom. Real quick, one of your callers had mentioned about the 2000 campaign and you wanted the numbers. Bush ended up beating Gore by 80,000. All of the third-party candidates together, including Nader, were 26,000.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Just at least for the background. Okay. Yeah. But, you know, the way I called was, you know, there's been more comments with this sense that somehow Bernie got cheated out of getting the Democratic nomination. I served 16 years as a DNC member from California, and I think it's really important that we progressives, we don't go down some kind of rabbit hole thinking that there was a conspiracy.
Well,
and
if
that
it's not the case, why did Donna Brazile write a whole chapter apologizing to Bernie in her autobiography?
I'm more than glad to answer that if you want real quick. I mean, I'm not Donna, but I know Donna. I mean,
I'm listening.
Served with her. Okay. You know, from an insider perspective, yeah, okay. So she supported Senator Clinton, then Senator Clinton, or Secretary Clinton. And yes, you know, some of the leadership within the DNC supported Clinton. I supported Hillary. I'm personally glad to say I publicly endorsed her. I stayed with her all the way through. But in both times that she ran, I supported her when Barack Obama defeated her, and he won fair and square. And then she came back 8 years later, and she won that one. Fair and square. There's no pointing to a single state anywhere. I haven't even heard any allegations that even one vote for Bernie was not counted, or that one vote for Hillary was somehow doubled or tripled. And, you know, I'm not going to stand here and defend, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I was a critiquer when she was our chair. I think that her getting Tulsi Gabbard in there as vice chair was a disaster. But to think that Bernie somehow got cheated, I think that hurts the movement in both of his elections. Because don't forget, Hillary lost once, and then she won the second time. Mm. Bernie did not learn from losing the first time. In both elections, he got clobbered in states with heavy African-American votes in the Democratic primary. Yeah. That is, I mean, he just couldn't count up to those numbers. Doesn't make him a bad guy. I think Senator Sanders is a wonderful person. It's good that he's out there. But I'm just going to say that it's not healthy for us to say that somehow he got cheated in the voting process.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he got screwed, but I do know, and I would be surprised if you denied it, Chris, that there was an institutional bias against him within the DNC in both cases.
Well, I think you'd have to really, I mean, honestly, when you say institutional, respectfully, Tom, you know, those of us who served on the DNC, you know, you're volunteers. You got to spend your own money in your own state to get elected. You don't get compensated. You pay your own travel. You show up to a couple meetings a year. That's the DNC. Now, if you're saying there's, when you say DNC, you don't mean the actual voting members, not the activists. You're kind of thinking somebody else, then I'm going to ask you, who do you mean? Because I spent a lot of money over a lot of years that I could have probably used for other stuff in home to go to these meetings and travel around California and get elected. And it's volunteer service. Yeah. What's this institutional bias of which you refer?
Well, that's a good question. I don't recall the details. Because it's been a lot of years, I have recollections of people not being able to get Bernie signs when they could easily get Hillary signs. I have recollections of when people were being offered to the media as surrogates or as Democratic advocates, that those people who were advocates for Bernie were generally not included in those lists or were excluded explicitly.
You mean coming from the DNC? Is it possible that on some kind of something like that, that some staffers or some leaders in the DNC offices gave more surrogates who were pro-Hillary than who were pro-Bernie? Yeah, that's probably possible.
That's
did
my
that
point.
Tip the? I mean, did that tip the outcome of a campaign? I mean, if you're going to run a national campaign,
Senator Obama
defeated Senator Clinton, who was also a former first lady.
Yeah, no, I got that.
If everybody thinks that Hillary had all this incredible power, how come she wasn't able to defeat a fairly new senator out of Illinois back in that year? So the reason I'm nudging back a little bit is that for us to move forward, and I think really to leverage on why your show is so wonderful, it's got to look ahead. You're always challenging Democrats to get out there. We got to really, go and do the work. And I support you on that. But when people, why not? It's not worth it. Bernie tried. He lost, whatever. It's like, hang on a second, guys. It's a senator from a very small state who consistently could not deliver sufficient votes from the African-American community. Okay, you can't win a Democratic national nomination unless you've got a broad enough base. That doesn't mean you're not a good guy. It doesn't mean we can't win back. This is the fifth strongest Democratic Congress in the past 32 years. People think we got our butts kicked. We didn't. Out of the last 16 Congresses, this is the fifth strongest Democratic House cohort.
Yeah.
And we're talking as if it's like we're just thrashed. We're not.
No, I got that.
You know, in terms of any time when we didn't have the speaker, this is the strongest. The other four above were when Nancy Pelosi was speaker. So we got to change the narrative. Let people know, hey, it's just a little more oomph. Let's get the younger people who voted for the first time last year. Let's make sure that they're thanked. Thank them. Like, take the effort to go door to door. Send a postcard. Make sure in your own home precinct. Have you thanked the young people who voted for the first time? And just commit them. Will they vote again next year? Don't pressure them beyond that. Just say thank you. We do that. Just that, Tom. Coast to coast, we win.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
That close to pick up an extra seat. So thank you. I'm glad I was
You're
able
welcome.
To kind of
thank you very
push
much,
back.
Chris.
And if you think I'm wrong, tell me. Thank you.
Yeah. I thank you. Julie in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Julie, what's on your mind today?
Well, hello. I can bounce right off this last conversation because my concern is all the Dem bashing. And I agree. I think this idea of that they won by a mandate is, that's been droned into our heads. And I really don't like talking about the woulda, shoulda, coulda stuff, because we do need to have a vision going forward. And I think the main problem is the narrative, the communication. And you helped with that. Thank you very much. And I just think that as far as the young people and myself, I'm not one of those young people, but I'm more of a progressive. And I think we do need to go further left. We need Gaza is a serious issue, and it's gotten worse. And we need to have that acknowledged. And there's a lot of the youth out there that don't want to hear. They don't want you to say just vote against whatever Trump stood for. They want to know going forward what are Democratic progressives going to do. So I think trying to stay in the middle all the time might not be the answer.
Yeah, I'm with you. Thank you, Julie. Tim in Shelby Township, Michigan. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. First of all, you asked me to report on our
good trouble rally. Yeah.
Yes, I went to Troy, Michigan, which you're probably familiar with.
Oh, I nearly crashed an airplane in Troy.
I'm glad it wasn't last Thursday.
This was, you know, in 1972, and I was flying a little Cessna 172, and I took off the wrong way. I took off with the wind instead of into the wind, and I was having trouble climbing. And there's at the Troy Airport, that little unregulated airport, there's a bunch of high tension lines on one end of the runway, and I just barely cleared them. I cleared them by about 5 feet. And
I believe that airport is now a Walmart.
Okay. Well, it was an airport in 72, and I still remember it well. I still remember how terrified I was when I realized the mistake I'd made. So anyway, back to Troy, Michigan. You had a good time there, eh?
Anyway, Troy is a bustling metropolis now, and we met at 16 Mile Road and Rochester Road. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't quite as extensive as the weekend protests we've had there, but I'm guessing there was probably anywhere from 8 to 1,000 people.
Oh, that's great.
And we lined all four corners and up and down the streets. Again, when Democrats protest, they do it in a happy way.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. It's quite a contrast, isn't it, Tim? Between a Democratic protest and, you know, like the Proud Boys showing up or you know, one of these other Republican-aligned groups where they're you know, they cover their faces and they carry tiki torches and they chant, you know, blacks or Jews will not replace. I mean, it's such a night and day difference between Republicans and Democrats when it comes to, you know,
and
public.
And generally, that's how you can tell the difference between Democrats and Republicans.
Well said. Tim, thank you. Thank you for the report. Nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. Good to know. It worked out well. It's 45, almost 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Get back, stay with us. 46 minutes, guys.
Get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath & Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath & Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. The hardest part about cooking fish or meat is being tethered to a hot stove, sweating, constantly checking his singed eyebrows. Not anymore. I got a Chef IQ Sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. Chef IQ Sense is a brilliantly simple cooking sensor that goes into whatever I'm cooking. Kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. You just enter what you're cooking into the Chef IQ Sense app, choose precisely how you want it cooked, and Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors and predicts precisely when your food is going to be done. Chef IQ Sense alerts your smartphone when your seafood or your meat is cooked to order, just the way I like it. No more guessing. This is the world's smartest, simplest to use wireless cooking sensor. And the best news is they just announced a flash sale. You need to jump on this. Summer grilling season is here, and Chef IQ Sense makes you a grill master. And during their flash sale, you get 15% off. Visit chefiq.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 15% off. And this isn't the only product they have. They've got all kinds of great stuff. That's chefiq.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Neoliberal promises all turn to fool's gold. Factory shutdowns go dark, or billionaires cashing high. They bought our silence for decades while the middle class watched it die. Bring it back home. Take a stand. It's how we reclaim our land. Jobs, unions, and fair pay too. We're fighting to pull through. Bring it back home. Make it right. Reclaim the dream. Ignite the fight. They say it's all just progress, a free market tech. But those shipping jobs abroad, that's how they rig the scale.
They cost down taxes, the hour, left working fast to bleed. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hello?
Hey, Bill. You're on the air. What's up? Bill, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Hello.
Okay, you are on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay. Yeah, I just want to mention I had this sort of fanciful thought experiment back when the crazies were talking about a 10% flat tax would solve everything. And my idea was that you would pay in relative to what you are worth. So if you're a billionaire, you have to pay $5,000 for a hamburger. And, you know, if you're, you know, just somebody making $50,000, you'll pay the regular $3 or whatever.
You know, in Finland, they do that with traffic tickets. This guy in Finland got something like a $250,000 fine for speeding.
with his Maserati in Finland, because the amount of your ticket that you pay is not a fixed dollar amount, or you know, kroner or whatever their currency is. It's a percentage of your net income. I don't think it's a percentage of your wealth. It's a percentage of your income. But so it's like, you know, you if you go 10 miles over the speed limit, you pay 1% of your income. You go 20 miles over the speed limit, you pay 2% of your income, whatever, you know, like that. And this guy, it was a big news story for about 2 days. You know, Drudge was all over it. This was maybe 5 years ago. I did a whole thing of it on this program. And then, you know, I think that we talked to a politician from there around that time. But, yeah, it's a great idea, Bill. It's a great idea.
One other thing is, when I was a kid, we're about the same age, I don't remember the president being spoken about so much. There may be one column in the paper each day or something, but this 24 hours of Trump is just killing me.
It's killing me, too. It's I think it's exhausting our country. You know, there's this report in Nature today. I got their newsletter. Suggesting that, or not suggesting, they've done the studies now, and they found that that 1 year of COVID, basically living in terror, all of us, you know, the just fear that we had of dying, that that year aged our brains by an additional half a year. In other words, our brains aged almost half again faster than they normally do during that year.
Wow.
And I think we're going through the same thing right now. I think that everybody's all stressed out, and it's because Trump just, you know, he has to be in the news every day. That's what he did when he lived in New York. He, every single morning, he'd wake up and figure out how he was going to get the papers that day. And he's been doing that as president. And it's just draining our country. It's exhausting. I don't know if you're a former Republican and conservative. You know, we've talked before, and I always got the impression you were a conservative.
You said that before, but no, I was never a conservative or a Republican. A good Democratic family.
My apologies.
But that's okay. I mean, I could be a Republican, but it would be a stretch.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No.
In fact, it would be, you know, giving up a lot of ideals.
Yeah.
But no.
I get it. Okay.
I can play one for you if you want.
No, that's okay. I think in a previous call you said something that caused me to think that, because I made that note. But I just fixed it. I just took it out. All right. Well, thank you, Bill. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Deva in on the Muskogee Reservation in Oklahoma. Deva, I only have about 30 seconds left. I'm sorry. Maybe not even that.
Sure. They wouldn't allow delegates for Bernie in with Bernie T-shirts. They basically turned the Bernie delegates away from the convention.
That was because of the T-shirts, not because of Bernie, right?
Well, no, at the end, it was all Bernie delegates can go in. So there was racism
in Oklahoma. Okay. Well, thank you for the information, Dave. I appreciate it. And I'm glad I was able to slip you in under the wire there. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself, to folks around you. Stay safe, and I will catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Idaho, a judge handed down a sentence of four life sentences without the possibility of parole for Brian Koberger. He pleaded guilty to the stabbing murders of four University of Idaho students inside their off-campus home in 2022. Koberger listened in to victim impact statements earlier from families and survivors, showing no emotion.
He is a hollow vessel, something less than human. A body without empathy, without remorse.
Survivor Dylan Morganson painfully mourning the loss of her friend, she says, and her struggle to carry on her life after the violent attack. Koberger made a last-minute plea deal with prosecutors that spared him the death penalty. He declined to address the court. ABC's Alex Stone is in Boise.
The judge saying it doesn't matter, that it would all be a lie anyway. Whatever Koberger would say, that there would be no justification for what he did, that there is nothing to it, that he would say that would be any semblance of an explanation that would make any sense.
This is ABC News.